AJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 44 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. We look for cloudy skies this morning with a chance for some scattered showers. Otherwise, look for skies to be partly cloudy across southwest Iowa. We'll have a high in Atlantic around 67 degrees. In southwest Iowa news, a Red Oak man was arrested last night on a charge of simple domestic assault. According to the Red Oak Police Department, 19-year-old Caleb Lee Walter was taken into custody at around 11:35 p.m. Walter was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond pending a court appearance. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drug stores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
A traffic stop in the vicinity of 7th and Walnut Streets here in Atlantic early Sunday morning resulted in a police pursuit and a crash on the west side of town. Atlantic police chased a silver Chevy HHR to an area just west of the Salvation Army thrift store on West 7th Street, where the vehicle went out of control and crashed into a large piece of agricultural equipment belonging to Lindemann Tractor on the north side of 7th Street. The accident happened at around 3:35 a.m. The male driver of the vehicle suffered from head trauma and other injuries. He was transported to the Cass County Hospital and later flown by helicopter to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha. An official report on his condition is not available. Police Chief Steve Green said additional information would be released today. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Department said over the weekend that they had investigated a home invasion-type incident which occurred Thursday night in Villisca. Sheriff's officials reported a 911 call was received at around 9:40 p.m. Thursday from a woman who said that a white man wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt and black ski mask attempted to confront her when she entered the back door of the residence. The woman ran from the home and called authorities. A sheriff's deputy on the scene within 3 minutes cleared the residence of any suspects, and authorities believe that suspect ran out the back door. The Red Oak Police Department and Montgomery County K-9 Unit assisted in the search for him. Anyone with information about that incident is asked to call the Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. And authorities are asking people in the area to keep an eye out for any suspicious activity in and around their residence. A public hearing will be held this evening in Audubon with regard to the city's proposed fiscal year 2012-2013 budget. A resolution approving the budget will follow the hearing, which begins just after 7 p.m. In other business, the Audubon City Council will hear about tornado preparedness, a golf cart ordinance, and act on a resolution establishing employee compensation practices. Additional discussion will cover an ordinance banning parking in yards within the Audubon city limits. And the Messina City Council will meet in a regular session tonight beginning at 7 o'clock, and during that meeting, the council will receive an update on the water and sewer system from MSA professionals, discuss and possibly act on a bid for a high surface service pump, and act on removing the former fire chief Chris Blaine from the city's credit card. In other business, the council in Messina will discuss and possibly act on electronic community events and or welcome entrance signs, improvements to Centennial Park, franchise agreements, and agreement between the city and Railroad Management LLC, and nuisance properties and junkyards. Well, the Riverside School District in Carson is making a desperate plea to local voters for a new high school. Officials told Omaha television station KETV that the current high school is falling apart, but two bond measures to fund a new building have failed. In February, 55% of Riverside patrons said yes to a new school, but the initiative needed 60% to pass. Some patrons have said it would be cheaper to renovate the current building, but District Superintendent Jim Sutton says putting more money into such an outdated building would be a waste. The bond that failed in February would have raised $13 million. District officials say building a new school would cost about $21 million. And the levee system that helped protect Omaha from last summer's Missouri River flooding is going to be improved. The Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District has pledged $2 million toward strengthening the levee system and making sure the flood protections are recertified by FEMA. Last year's historic flooding along the Missouri River damaged many of the city's levees and drainage ditches and other structures along the river. The city of Omaha is already getting $15 million from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to help pay for repairs to the levees. Mayor Jim Suttle says having a strong levee system will help Omaha's economy continue to thrive. The NRD maintains more than 85 miles of levees along the Missouri and Platte Rivers in Nebraska. News time is 7:12.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drug stores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
And the funeral announcements, Marjorie Keister, age 85 of Panora and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Marjorie Keister will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Doris Fett, age 85 of Panora and formerly of Adair, died Wednesday. Services for Doris Fett will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair is in charge of arrangements. Doris Fett's brother, Merle Fett, age 80 of Adair, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Merle Fett will also be held this morning at 10:30 in the Emmanuel Lutheran Church of Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Patricia J. Van Cleve, age 83 of Waukegan, Illinois, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Patricia Van Cleve will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Helen Bull, age 85 of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Helen Bull will be today at 10:30 at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Dean Belknap, age 72 of Oakland, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dean Belknap will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. Adele Leist, age 88 of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Adele Leist will be held today at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ronald Stitt, age 76 of Panora and formerly of Des Moines, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Ronald Stitt will be today at 2 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in rural Van Meter. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Betty Sanny, age 93 of Lewis, died Thursday. Funeral services for Betty Sanny will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Irma R. Anderson, age 95, formerly of Exira, died Thursday in Oklahoma. Funeral services for Irma Anderson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Mary Ann Hopkins, age 73 of Panora, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Mary Ann Hopkins will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Violet J. Norwood, age 73 of Erling, died Wednesday. A memorial service for Violet Norwood will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary L. Chester Nibola, age 94 of Cumberland, died Saturday. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Mary Nibola. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita is assisting the family with arrangements. Russell Grisso, age 47 of Griswold and formerly of the Atlantic and Lewis areas, died Saturday. A cremation has taken place and no funeral services are planned for Russell Grisso. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Bernice Cassidy, age 97 of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. Services for Bernice Cassidy will be held at the Lewis Congregational United Methodist Church. The date and time are currently pending. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Ralph Lett, age 92 of Orient, died Saturday in Creston. Funeral services for Ralph Lett are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Roy Dusty Rhodes of Council Bluffs died Friday at his home. Services for Roy Rhodes are currently pending. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Latix Battery Headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.